sound. Morse code. Morse code. Morse code. The way in which people in the past would send messages. Now, send messages over a wire. It was much, much faster than Pony Express or having a steamship take a letter to you. In fact, Morse code was the speed of light, and it was available back in the 1800s. Still, if you want information about the future, how do you get it? Well, information about the past is easy enough. You can pop open a history book or just look it up on the internet. Well, what if I want information about the future? What if I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or next year? Well, next year is 2008. There's an election coming up. And I wonder who will be elected president of the United States. So, I'm going to do the following. I'm going to power up my HDR unit, built by Stephen Gibbs, and I'm going to do some astral time travel. I'm going to try to find out who's president in 2009. Let's do a jump to the future. Let's see what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carlos X. reporting live from the future. The year is now 2008. I'm not sure exactly what date I arrived at, but I know that I'm watching CNN. Wow, look, it's a big crowd. What's going on? It's like a lot of commotion. It's the inauguration of Hillary Clinton. Hillary was elected. Yes, folks, they're talking about it. They're saying that this is a monumental day. They're saying that history is being made. In 2009, Hillary is up at the podium, and CNN is talking about her opponent and how sad it is that he could never live to see this day. Her opponent was John McCain. He died shortly after the election. Apparently, the stress of the election was too much for him. His heart wasn't strong enough. And they're also showing the vice president, John Edwards. And he's cheering, and she's waving her hand, and there's a big crowd cheering. And they're also saying that it's really, really sad that her husband couldn't see this day. Her husband, Bill Clinton, died in the middle of the election. In the middle of the campaign. That's what they're saying, the middle of the campaign. They're saying that she may have picked up a lot of votes for sympathy. Oh, they're also saying it was a cliffhanger election. I thought she would have won by a wide margin, but no, cliffhanger election. And she's waiting. Oh, she's getting ready to talk now. She's getting ready to talk. I see some long shadows. It's cool, gray, kind of bluish day. Really nice. I don't know the exact date, but I'm looking around. I'm seeing cars that they look a lot smaller than what we have. They not a lot of SUVs like Prius, Toyota hybrid type cars. She's getting ready to talk. The crowd is quieting down now. She's talking. She's saying, "Fellow Americans, I want to thank you for the privilege of leading this great nation, the nation that I love." The crowd is bursting into cheers, ladies and gentlemen. They're drowning her out. They're cheering enthusiastically. She's smiling now. She's smiling. I see Chelsea. Chelsea's in the audience. Yeah. Okay. Now she's saying, "We have a long road ahead of us, but I'm certain that together we can make this 21st century the best century America has ever had." Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Carlos X reporting live from the future. The year is 2009. Hillary Clinton is president. First woman president in the history of the United States. And it's truly incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Information was obtained using astral time travel and brought directly to you in the year 2007. I am reporting from the year 2009 using astral time travel. And well, this little clip, I plan to do more jumps. I plan to get more information and bring it to you.